There was a memorial service in Lake Oswego, Oregon this past weekend for a woman that we want to remember now. Her name was Kathy Krieger. She died suddenly this past summer, and she left behind a legacy far away in Morocco. Not just anywhere in Morocco. Here's a hint.
He's looking at you, kid.
Kathy Krieger defeated the odds and created Rick's Cafe in Casablanca, Morocco. There never was a Rick's, despite the iconic place and the iconic film. Krieger saw an opportunity and seized it. She found a stately old riad, a building in the ancient Medina. It was not the kind of place you'd want to walk around at night. It was a wreck.
It was challenging, but I could see the potential. I mean, the courtyard was here. The balustrade was here. I could just picture the movie, and scenes came back to me. Everything else was falling apart. The floors were cracked, parts of the walls that were chipped, and the marble in the center was all cracked, and there was a fountain that was in pieces.
To make the place look like Rick's, it took money. It wasn't easy as an American woman and a single mom to get the funding. She went to 16 banks for loans before she finally got the money, but she needed more.
So I decided I'd put together a flyer, and I used lines from the movie. In the top of the flyer, it said, "Rounding up the usual suspects." And at the last line, it said, "Of all the gin joints and all the towns and all the world, I'd like you to buy into mine." And so I asked them to put up $5,000.
She told us at Rick's a few years ago that she way overspent on lights, the drinking bar upstairs, where the movie Casablanca is always playing, and the billiard board in the room, which always had the money on number 22. She hired a talented Moroccan musician, Issam Chaba. He sits at the grand piano every night. Kathy Krieger is gone now. Issam is the operating manager of the place. Krieger's son will take over and keep her legacy alive.
Case of do or die.
Talented.
The world will always welcome lovers as time.